Let's read together Proverbs chapter 4. In this chapter, we have more about the important topic of wisdom. We are instructed about the pursuit of wisdom and the path of wisdom. Let's begin by reading the first four verses. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Hear, my sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. Let's begin our study of this portion of God's word with some background notes. We see in verses 1 and 2 that Solomon here is addressing not just one of his sons as my son, which we've seen before, but my sons, plural. He is telling them to listen up and pay attention to his sound teaching and instruction, and not just for the moment, but for life. In verses 3 and 4, Solomon looks back to the time when he was a young boy and King David, Solomon's father, instructed him. It must have been when Solomon was quite young, when he was the only son of David and Bathsheba, as we see in verse 3. We know from 1 Chronicles chapter 3 that David and Bathsheba later had three more sons. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. In any case, Solomon wanted to pass on to his sons what he learned about wisdom when he was just a young boy. He wanted to pass on wisdom's values for life. Now, why do you think Solomon chose wisdom when God told him that he could ask for anything he wanted and it would be granted him? Certainly, his father David's early instruction to acquire wisdom was an important factor. You can read about Solomon's wise choice in 1 Kings chapter 3. I'm reading from 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? This speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So if you walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. From 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 14. That brings us now to our doctrinal teaching points for Proverbs chapter 4. Doctrinal point number 1. The pursuit of wisdom must be chosen. The pursuit of wisdom must be chosen. Verses 5 through 9. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning now with verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. In these verses, once again, we see that wisdom provides some great benefits. Watch, care, and protection, honor, and a life that counts and has purpose. Wisdom provides the benefit of watch, care, and protection. Verse 6. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom provides the benefit of honor. Verse 8. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. And wisdom provides the benefit of a life that counts and has purpose. Verse 9. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. But getting wisdom is not automatic. It must be pursued and acquired. You must choose to pursue and acquire wisdom. Wisdom does not choose to pursue you. You must choose to pursue wisdom. With wisdom, you get understanding, which is so important for living life and pleasing God. The point of verse 7 is that the pursuit of wisdom and acquiring wisdom is supremely important. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Acquiring wisdom is more important than your health. Acquiring wisdom is more important than your wealth. Acquiring wisdom is more important than your power. Acquiring wisdom is more important than your popularity. It is supremely important that we pursue wisdom, but we must choose to do so. Now remember, we are not talking here about this world's wisdom, no, but rather about the wisdom that is from above, God's wisdom. It goes without saying that if you love the Word of God and love studying the Word of God, and desire with all your heart to know and obey the Word of God, then you have made the right choice of pursuing wisdom. The pursuit of wisdom must be chosen. Doctrinal point number 2. The path of wisdom must be followed. The path of wisdom must be followed. Verses 10 through 19. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning now with verse 10. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings. And the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked. And do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. In these verses, we see the contrast between two paths. The path of wisdom, verses 10 through 13, and the path of wickedness, verses 14 through 17. If you follow the path of wisdom, you will experience a stress-free life, which is a principle for longer life, verse 10. If you follow the path of wisdom, you will confront fewer obstacles and fewer dead ends in life, verse 12. If you follow the path of wisdom, you receive increasing light and guidance for living your life as God intended you to live it. Verse 18. But you must follow the path of wisdom at all costs. Guard this path as your life. Verse 13. And don't ever take a step on the path of wickedness. Verse 14. Don't even check it out and look. Run the other way. Verse 15. Addiction to alcohol, drugs, or pornography always starts with small steps in the wrong direction. Evil deeds are such a way of life for the wicked that they can't sleep at night when their evil patterns of life are disrupted, verses 16 and 17. In contrast to the righteous who walk in light and see where they are going, the wicked grope in darkness with no guidance, verse 19. Now let me ask you, do you want to walk in the light with guidance from God and know where you're going? The path of wisdom must be followed. And that brings us to our practical application for Proverbs chapter 4. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Verses 20 through 27. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning now with verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. I love the translation of verses 23 through 27 in the Living Bible and the associated note in the Life Application Bible. Translation, Proverbs 4, beginning with verse 23. Above all else, guard your affections, for they influence everything else in your life. Spurn the careless kiss of a prostitute. Stay far from her. Look straight ahead. Don't even turn your head to look. Watch your step. Stick to the path and be safe. Don't sidetrack. Pull back your foot from danger. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 23 through 27 from the Living Bible. And now the associated note from the Life Application Bible. Quote, our affections, our feelings of love and desire dictate to a great extent how we live, because we always find time to do what we enjoy. Solomon tells us to guard our affections, making sure we concentrate on those desires that will keep us on the right path. Make sure your affections are pushing you in the right direction. Put boundaries on your desires. Don't go after everything you see. Look straight ahead. Keep your eyes fixed on your goal. End of quote. A quotation from the Life Application Bible on Proverbs chapter 4, verses 23 through 27. Now, this last section of Proverbs chapter 4 is like an everyday checklist to make sure that you are staying on the path of wisdom and making that a top priority in life, verses 20 and 21. All of these items on the checklist involve diligently making the right decisions as a way of life and thus leading to a wholesome life that is pleasing to God. Verses 22 and 23. Another way of emphasizing what it means to make the right decisions in everyday life would be to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say in all the various conversations that we have every day? Verse 24. What would Jesus decide to watch with his eyes if he came with us to the video store? Verse 25. Where would Jesus decide to go with his feet if he lived in your town or your neighborhood, verses 26 and 27. Would it be to the same places that we visit? These questions may be convicting to some of us. Making the right decisions every day is not always easy and may be painful and may involve sacrifice. Remember to ask yourself, what would Jesus do?